what we call history, and we asked you, and you told us 0102. And I think we were all a little bit disappointed with the people's choice. And then we had a little look into it, and we're starting off this now, and we're actually quite pleased with it once you have a little look into it. It contains absolutely multitudes of the season, Rob Gutman. We'll get on to talk about the context in a second, but... Yeah. You know, I'm knocked over by everything that is 0102. I think there's room for a lot of discussion, a lot of debate.
Yeah, and there's a lot more subplots in it than I think we all initially thought. I mean, I'd consigned it to the memory of three seasons we've topped 80 points since we won the league in 1990. But I'd also probably put it at the bottom of that. No, there's four seasons. I think we 06, 02. 09 and 14. I think I'd probably put it near enough to the bottom of the pile of the four in terms of closeness to winning the league factor. And we just chatted about it beforehand and looking at somewhere. I think I was wrong. I think we're a lot closer to winning the league, and we're up against Anfield Rap Office chap, Sam Walkerdine, big Arsenal fan, and he's saying he thinks it's the best ever Arsenal side. So that's the side Liverpool's up against. They finished with a 14-match winning run. Liverpool win 12 of their last 14. You can't say they blew it. Loads of other subplots which are going to come on to discuss. Of course, it's all the other one that shrouds all our memories is that our manager nearly dies on us, which is an incredible near personal tragedy for him and his family, and shell shocked us as a supporter base, and is almost unprecedented, I think, at top club football level, certainly in this country.
Yeah, I mean that in itself is a fascinating story, and not many people really remember the really strong role that Phil Thompson plays in getting us into a position. And then I suppose Houllier reassumes the reins when he comes back, but he's really only a shadow of the man that he was, understandably, after the trauma of his heart issue. And yet we are very close, and I think, both Rob and I are in agreement that we perhaps didn't realise, probably realised it at the time, but the memories faded a little bit. But equally, you know, you've got to remember that Houllier comes out with his famous 10 games from greatness quote, which, and we had to be in a position for him to make that sound plausible at the time.